good afternoon. Here we are looking back through the files of the Bunyip for Wednesday, the 28th of February, 2024. And we'll just say goodbye to the volunteers that are leaving, Jill and Les. Thank you, Jill and Les.
We'll see you next week.
And they're heading off after having done a morning of volunteering here at the Gawler Cultural Heritage Research Centre in the basement of the Gawler Civic Centre. Beautiful little location.
It is.
We're very grateful to be able to use it, and they are very patient with us. So I'll kick off. My name is Kay. I'm one of your readers, along with Jeanette. Hello, Jeanette.
Hi, Kay.
I'll kick off with 150 years ago, our harvest. It is pretty generally understood that the crops around Gawler have been a failure, but we were not prepared to look for so low an average as we now fear the collectors of statistics that work around us are likely to find it to be. Such being the case, it is very sad to find that year after year, South Australia has only this one kind of crop to depend upon, and that we still keep on fetching malt and hops and raisins and 20 other articles, 16,000 miles, which articles, as well as flax, we could produce if we would. And as for the Gawler Plains, they are so thoroughly tired of wheat that nothing but a season made on purpose can now bring a tolerable average out of them, because the crops, you need a rotation of the crops to reinvigorate.
And one of the problems was because farmers had their lots were so small, the original settlement lots were so small, they didn't have enough land to do a rotation. And they exhausted the soil.
Really, and very poor soils out through there. And so that's why we went into the wool, the wheat, wheat, wool and whatever else it was. It was a rotation of 3 years. You had to have the sheep in there, you had to have the crop and the sheep, and then the year of fallow, I think it was, and they broke up the nematodes that affected the wheat. So rotational
so that was
cropping.
A huge problem in Australia with wheat farming was just they didn't have the
soil. It's too hard. The soil has no guts to it as well. My parents used to describe it's got no guts.
Yes, that's why the bankruptcies for small farmers were so high.
Yeah.
I think they all went bankrupt just continually.
Yeah, or they expected to be able to produce on their 5 and 10 acres, what they could produce in England on 5 or 10 acres.
Yes.
You could live off it quite happily because of the richness of the soil. There's a lot of volcanic soil and really good basalts and the amount of rain.
There's so much rain. But it just wasn't possible here. So, 100 years ago, Angaston Show, the 34th annual show of the Angaston AH&F Society, was held in the picturesque Recreation Park on Saturday last. There was a satisfactory attendance and the entries in most classes were numerous. At the official luncheon, the President, Mr. W. Sibley, extended a welcome to the parliamentary members for the district. The ring events attracted much attention. The judge remarked that the horses were equal to those seen at the Royal Show. Adelaide ponies in particular were a very fine lot. What is always regarded as Angaston and District's big product, fruit, was not quite up to the display of former years owing to the unseasonable weather that has been experienced. Nevertheless, the exhibits were very good. And I guess grapes were to be a feature.
Yep, March is a difficult time.
It is.
50 years ago, two new teams to compete in Gawler and District Football League. Delegates from the six clubs unanimously decided to admit Williamstown and Two Wills, Virginia to the Gawler and District Football League for the 1974 season. The two new teams will each field A, B and Senior Colts sides. Williamstown were runners-up in an Adelaide Hills Association the previous year, while Two Wills, Virginia played in the Adelaide Plains Association. And now Two Wills is back in Adelaide Plains. And I think Virginia is as well, but it's a separate team. Oh, they keep on changing.
Yes.
It's hard to keep track of them.
Mm-hmm. 25 years ago, kids to the rescue. Three students of Evanston Primary School have been publicly thanked and congratulated after they figured in the rescue of a distressed elderly lady who lives near the school. Mrs. Annie Craig became stuck on her fence after she had locked herself out of the house. She was attempted... I hope that's a typo. She was tempted to climb over the fence when she became stuck. It was a hot day and she was forced to sit on it for more than an hour before year two student Michael Sheehan heard her calling for help. Michael, his sister Julie and her friend Dimity Palmer ran to get the school principal.
She's trying to climb the fence and got stuck. Oh, that's funny. Shouldn't laugh, should I?
When I lived in Parkside, our flat, if you climbed up, you could just walk in through the balcony windows.
Oh, wow.
So a few times you get locked out, we just had to climb up onto the balcony.
10 years ago, nearly one in five local youths employed. A report from the National Welfare Group, the Brotherhood of St Lawrence, revealed 19.7% of young people aged 15 to 24 in the Northern Adelaide region, including Gawler, are unemployed. That's opposite to the headline.
Yes, it is, isn't it?
I'll go back and read that, reread that as it should be. Nearly one in five local youths unemployed. A report from the National Welfare Group, the Brotherhood of St Lawrence, revealed 19.7% of young people aged 15 to 24 in the Northern Adelaide region, including Gawler, are unemployed. The group labelled the region as one of the worst youth unemployment hotspots in the country. An agency spokesperson said there weren't as many opportunities for young people in Gawler and action was needed to create those. So that's the end of the Bunyip for Wednesday the 28th, Jeanette.
It is.
We'll speak to you for next week's.
Yes, indeed. For old life's long.